The Gospel and the Movies is our Advent podcast series where we relate the day's Gospel reading to a film that strikes an Advent note. Selecting the films is Father Peter Malone, MSc, a Melbourne priest who's been writing on film for over four decades. Third week of Advent, Thursday. Today, Peter, we're taking a look at a 60s film, a black and white film, The Reluctant Saint.
Yes, I was trying to think of a film that corresponded to this gospel about Jesus talking about John the Baptist being someone out in the desert leading a simple life, but yet being witness to the coming of God's reign on earth. And I was trying to think of some kind of prophetic person, rough and ready, who'd be the equivalent of John the Baptist. And this film, The Reluctant Saint, which came out in the 1960s, and it was very popular in religious circles and amongst Catholics, it was the story of a saint who's probably not so well known, except for the film, St. Joseph of Cupertino. He was a simple, rough and ready Italian saint back in the 16th or 17th century, and he wanted to be a priest, but he didn't seem to have the capacities, and the people thought that he couldn't do it. But somehow or other, God willing, he got through his studies, but he was so prayerful that, and I think this is why people remember him, he got so carried away in his fervour that he began to levitate as he prayed. So that made the film rather interesting to see the saint and this particularly intense type of prayer. Whether it was Advent prayer, I don't know, but that's what he did. Talking of the actor who played St. Joseph Cupertino, it was the Austrian actor Maximilian Schell. So he gave, I think, quite some credibility to this life of the saint.
My nephew, Giuseppe, have you ever considered holy order?
I am not sure that this young man would fit into monastic life.
Go to the monastery with your uncle. Live the life of a holy man.
Well, we've talked about Millions, haven't we? Danny Boyle's Millions, and we've talked about how saints do play out quite well on screen. There does seem to be a sort of secular fascination of saints, doesn't there?
There is. Somebody asked me recently to do a list of films about saints, and he was absolutely amazed when I sent him back a list with, you know, at least 30 different saints whose lives have appeared on the screen. The most popular, I should say, was Francis of Assisi, and maybe he would have been a fine example for a reflection on John the Baptist, because he lived simply and he didn't have fine clothes either, and yet look at all the good that he did. So we're probably right in choosing the life of a saint for this particular reflection as we get towards Christmas.